I want to take a few minutes and talk to you about Jesus being a light to the world. Light is spoken all through the Bible, from the very beginning to the very end of it. In fact, it's interesting, in the very opening verses, the very, very start, the Bible says that everything was dark and void and empty, and the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over it all. And then it says this, God said. And you know what the first thing he says is this, let there be light. And there was light. And then things began to happen after that. It began to have all the different miracles, and creation all began to happen after the light came. And you know, that was natural light into a naturally dark world at that time. I don't think it's any accident that Jesus was born in the dark. But I believe that it wasn't just a natural darkness. I believe that for us today, it speaks of the spiritual darkness that was going on even 2,000 years ago and still is happening today. And Jesus came as what? As spiritual light into spiritual darkness. And so I believe today that God wants to speak to us concerning this because, again, like I said, there's light all through the Bible. So here's the thing. Why did Jesus come into this world as a light? Why? Well, he came to dispel the darkness. Let me just share a scripture verse with you, and we'll put it up on the screen so you can see it as well. In John chapter 3, beginning at verse 19, it says this, and this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light. It does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. And so that scripture begins, it says, and this is judgment. And so, you know, I don't know about you, but when I hear the word judgment, I think like court case, I think guilty, I think condemned. How many people kind of feel that way when you hear the word judgment? You know, that's not a good word to hear. But here's the thing, the word judgment in the Bible means this, to render a right decision. In other words, to show what's real, what's not real, what's truth, what's a lie, what's good, and what is not. And so literally, Jesus came to bring his light into the world to just show what truth really was, that he is the light, that there's a different way for people to go. And as I read that scripture, it says that most people love the darkness. Well, why is that? Well, human nature is sinful. By nature, we sin. That's what we do. And it's all because of the fallen nature of man. And you might argue and say, well, yeah, but I'm a good person. I don't kill. I don't do this. I don't do that. Here's the reality of it. God's standard for perfection is perfection. and none of us can reach that. And so Jesus had to come as a light into this dark world to show that there was a way. And here's the thing. He came to us. We couldn't go to him. In other words, we can't cross that gulf, that gap, to be good enough to get to God. So what did God do? Sent Jesus to be a light to the world to show that there is hope, that there is a way. In fact, Jesus himself said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except by me. And so Jesus is the light of the world, not a light, not one of many lights. He is the light, the only light that can bring us into the life that God has for us. But here's the thing, if it ended there, then we could say, well, look, Jesus came, he was a light to the world, so the whole world's saved. And in fact, there are some people, they're called universalists, that believe that Jesus has done it, and so therefore everyone is saved. But there's another component to being saved. In other words, Jesus does the majority of the work, like 99.99% of it, but there is a part that we play in being saved as well. And so let's talk about this a little bit. So the first point I said, Jesus came as a light to the world. The next point is this, Jesus came to be a light inside of you. So let me just read a scripture to you. John 12, verse 46. It says, I have come, Jesus is speaking, he says, I have come as a light into the world that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. So now all of a sudden this light, this generic light, you know, just like that star that the shepherd saw, you know, out in the sky, that now it's personal. This isn't just about, you know, knowing that, okay, Jesus came and he was born and then 33 and a half years later he died. It's more than that. It's now personal that Jesus says, I want to be a light inside of you. So how does that happen? Because we're in darkness. We're doing our own thing, aren't we? But here's the reality of it. Jesus wants to come to dispel the darkness in our life. How do you get rid of darkness in a room? You know, do you chase it out? You know, do you take a broom and sweep darkness away? Do you try to push it out? You know, you can't. What do? You turn the light on. Light dispels darkness. It's that simple. But here's the thing. So often, what you and I try to do, we try to push sin. We try to push darkness out of our lives in our own strength. And all we're doing is pushing shadows around. You know, chasing shadows. Nothing will change if you're chasing shadows. But if you bring light, light dispels the darkness. Light just dissolves all the shadows that are in your life. But here's the thing. We can't be our own light. Jesus' light has to come into our life. It's His light that dispels the darkness. And so what does that mean? Well, it means that you now have to begin to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way. Let me just read another scripture in John 8, verse 12. It says this, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.'" This is like a next step, a progressive step. The last scripture I read said that we believe and the light comes in us. Now this scripture says we follow. So this shows the progressiveness of it. You accept Jesus into your heart as Lord and Savior, and then you begin a journey of life following Him. And the light becomes life to you. Now, I've been around for over 50 years now, and I don't want to tell you how old I am, so I just say over 50. I'd like to say I'm at 49 and just holding, but 50 beyond. And the thing is, I've learned this, that if I do my own thing and do dark things, it leads to death. But if I do what God has called me to do light things, it leads to life, and life abundantly. And each one of us are on a spiritual journey here. Each one of us are in different places. Some of you, in fact, the fact that you're here or you're watching online means that you have some interest in spiritual things, or you wouldn't be bothering to be here or watching us. And so you maybe recognize that Jesus is a light to the world. Maybe that's how far you've gotten in your spiritual journey. But let me tell you something. It will not help you unless you make it personal in your life. And that light comes on the inside of you. So what does that mean? Do you got to join a denomination or become a church member or pay tithes every week? How does this work? Well, it's not any of those things. It's accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. It's making a personal faith commitment to Him and saying, "Jesus, I need you." See, the reality of it is, no matter who we are here, me included, we all were born in sin. That's what the Bible says. We were all born in darkness. We were all, devoid of any light in our lives. And everyone, I believe, God gives an opportunity to come into the light. In fact, the Bible says this in the book of Timothy, that God desires that all people be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. In other words, I believe God gives every single person on this world an opportunity to accept Jesus. I believe in a just, fair God who somehow gives that opportunity to every single person. There may be someone here right now or someone watching at this very moment that this is your door knock on your heart right now. And you've never, ever ask Jesus personally into your heart. Maybe you've got family members around you that know Jesus. Maybe you've got loved ones that have gone on to be with the Lord that knew Jesus. Maybe grandparents, all that kind of thing. Let me tell you something. You don't become saved by osmosis. In other words, by being just close to someone. It doesn't just transfer from another person. I've heard it said this way. There are no grandchildren in God. There are only children. And so what that means is that you have to personally accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You have to let the light come in. And you might say, but hold it, you don't know what I've done. Well, let me tell you this. You don't know what I've done. Okay, you see what I'm saying? In other words, all of us have done things that we don't want to ever tell anybody about. Now let me just take a survey here. And again, I'm not going to pin you on this. I want to see if anyone's honest here. How many people have done something that they don't want anyone to ever know? Okay. Yeah, all your hands are up, right? So if you're watching online, everybody's hand almost came up. And my hands are up too, okay? Both hands up. And the reality of it is we're ashamed. We feel guilty, all of that. But here's the reality of it. God knows. You might be able to hide it from your neighbor, from your friend, your husband, your wife, your school teacher, all of those things. Let me tell you something. God knows everything. And here's the cool part. He still loves you. And He will still accept you if you will ask him into your life. He will still come and bring his light in. He promises to do that. Why? He didn't come to judge the world. In fact, there's a famous scripture, you know, from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. But the next verse is just equally as important. Verse 17 says this, that Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, but that rather through him the world might be saved. In other words, the heart of God isn't to condemn you, isn't to say, oh, you did this or you did that, but rather to say, in spite of you doing this and doing that, I will accept you if you'll ask me to come in. Isn't that amazing? In fact, we're celebrating Christmas, which is the birth of Jesus, which is super, super important. But let me tell you something. What's more important is this. 33 and a half years later, he gave his life on the cross of Calvary for your sins and for mine. That's just as important. In fact, more important. He had to be born for him to die. But let me tell you something. That's the most critical thing for anyone to know, is that Jesus took your place and my place on the cross of Calvary. Here's the reality of it. For many of us, sometimes the world gets in the way. Let me give you an illustration. You know, if right now it's dark outside, isn't it? And why is it dark outside? Well, the earth has rotated, all right? And so we're on the dark side now. So the sun is here, and we're on the back side of the earth, of the world at this point, right? Now, in a number of hours, it's going to circle around. We're going to have morning, and the sun's going to be there again, isn't it? Well, spiritually speaking, sometimes the world gets between us and the light of Jesus, doesn't it? It does. We live in this world. We're influenced by this world. We have all the different things, bad things, dark things going on around us. But here's the thing. No matter even if we're on the dark side, so to speak, we can call out to have the light of Jesus illuminate our lives. You don't have to wait till morning. Morning can be right here, right now for you. You don't have to wait for the world to rotate again, all right? You can just say, Jesus, I need you right now. Now, here's the thing. This isn't something I can do for you. This is something you have to do for yourself. First of all, you have to recognize you need Jesus, that you've got darkness on the inside. And then the next step is to ask Jesus to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, and dispel that darkness. And I'm not talking about joining a church. Now listen, going to church is important. I'm a pastor, right? I'm going to tell you, going to church is good. Why? Because it helps you to learn how to follow in the light. The idea is that as we come together as brothers and sisters in the Lord, we can encourage one another when maybe at times we're going through a dark time in our lives, where then we can have brothers and sisters come alongside of us and encourage us in our faith journey. And so church is super important, but church doesn't save you, but it helps you to walk out your spiritual journey in this life. So where are you in your walk? You know, are you just aware of the light? You know, it's out there somewhere? Or have you invited the light of Jesus into your heart as personal Lord and Savior? There's another step, a third step, actually. So I give you the example that Jesus has come as just a light to the world. The next step is Jesus came to be a light inside of you. But here's the thing. Jesus wants to do one more thing once you've accepted the light on the inside. Here's what he wants to do. Jesus came so that he could be a light in you to others. Here's a scripture. Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 14. Says this, you are a light of the world. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, it's interesting. Matthew, in the scripture I just read, Jesus is speaking to who? Disciples, people like you and I. Now, is Jesus walking on the earth right now? No. After he gave his life on the cross of Calvary, he hung around with his disciples for a while, and then he ascended into heaven. And he gave us power and authority to do what? To be a light on this earth. So now it started with Jesus being the light. Now it comes down to you and I being a light for Jesus to the world around us. Now here's the problem for many of us. Sunday morning we do a pretty good job of it, right? You know, we dress up, we're on our Sunday morning best, you know that term, right? But here's the problem. Monday comes, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, the rest of the week. And so here's the question I have for you. Is the light of Jesus shining through every day of the week, 7 days a week, you know, 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year, or not? Because that's what Jesus wants to have in us. In other words, it's not enough just to know him as a star in the sky. It's not even enough to know that he's in your heart. There's another level of letting him out of your heart to reach the world around you. And he talks about in your household, you know, to your family, to be a lampstand in your house. Well, what does that mean? Each one of us have families, some smaller, some bigger. But are we being the light God has called us to be for him in our families? What about at our jobs? Let me ask you this question, and again, not to upset anyone, but if people at work found out you were a Christian, would they be surprised? Would they go, no, what, are you sure? Would they do that? I pray not so. That ought not to be. Why? Because we should demonstrate the light and the love and the grace and all the goodness of who Jesus is to us, to the world around us. But it's hard sometimes to let the light out. It's hard. But here's the thing. It's easier if you just let more light in. Remember, you're not trying to be a Christian. You are a Christian. When you have the light of Jesus on the inside, you're letting it out. You're not forcing it. You know, an apple tree, does it have to work hard to produce apples? No, it naturally, it's part of who it is, you know, to produce apples. Well, in a sense, as a believer in Christ, it's the same way. The fruit of the Spirit is just supposed to be part of who we are, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the fruits of the Spirit, and it should naturally just be coming out of us as we allow the light of Jesus on the inside. And so here's my question to you this evening. Where are you in your spiritual journey? Are you aware that, yeah, Jesus is the light? But you don't know him personally? Or have you come to that place where you've made a personal commitment to the Lord Jesus? You can do it right here, right now. Right here at this very moment. In fact, let's just take a moment right now, just with every head bowed. And again, each one of us are in different places. I've known the Lord for some 35, 36 years now. Some here have known him for a year, others somewhere in between, some even longer than myself. But there are some here that maybe have never, ever made a commitment to the Lord. And if you're saying to me, well, I'm not sure, then let me tell you something. You probably haven't. Because you will remember, whether it's a, you know, you might not remember the exact date, but you will remember the moment that you made that decision. So Lord God, you see every person here. You know every person better than they know themselves. You know those watching online at this very moment. You know each one. You know every moment of their past life, of everything they've done up until this point. You know even what their future holds. And Lord God, you still love us. Even when we've done the darkest and worst things in our lives, you were still there holding out a hand of love saying, please pick me, choose me, let my light come in. And so, Lord, at this very moment in time, if there be anyone watching, anyone sitting here right now that have never made a commitment to you, let them do it right now. I thank you for the promise of your word that says this, that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord God, I thank you that that promise is unconditional, that there are no conditions to that. Anyone can accept you. So Lord, right now, I pray that individuals make that decision in their heart right now and confess to you the need for light to come in, your light to dispel the darkness. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.